BBC News with Tom Sanders. Republican Party leaders in the US Congress have said they want to reconsider legislation allowing the families of victims of the September 11th attacks to sue Saudi Arabia. The White House had warned that the law could expose American troops to prosecution abroad. Saudi Arabia has expressed its deep concern. The Senate's majority leader, Mitch McConnell, admitted that lawmakers hadn't understood the possible consequences. Transport officials in the United States have opened an investigation into the train crash in Hoboken Station in New Jersey, in which one person was killed and more than 100 injured. The commuter service failed to slow down and crashed through the barrier, stopping only when it hit the station wall. The International Criminal Court has opened a preliminary investigation into election-related violence in Gabon. The government alleges that the defeated presidential candidate Jean Ping incited genocide during the election campaign. Mr. Ping has blamed the violence on the government. The US Secretary of State John Kerry has again warned Russia that Washington is on the brink of ending talks on Syria if the airstrikes on Aleppo continue. Earlier, Russia said it would carry on with its military support for Syrian government forces. A US hedge fund has been ordered to pay almost $500 million to settle charges it bribed officials in a number of African countries to secure mining and investment rights. OCZIF operated in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, Niger and Guinea, as well as in Libya, where it paid millions to a son of Colonel Gaddafi. The mission of the Rosetta space probe is drawing to a close. Scientists at the European Space Agency have sent the spacecraft on a collision course with the comet it's been tracking for the past 2 years. They hope to get some final close-up pictures and measurements of Comet 67P. BBC News.